Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
The first monster comes and kills the guy while listening to my song. You could turn the movie off after that.
Welcome to episode 5 of our Rockford Suburbs Fest series here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan. Today we are going to feature Chicago musician Phil Yates. Phil came out to Pigmines Brewing for our live event, and he performed solo there, but he is the frontman for Phil Yates and the Affiliates, a power pop band. Phil is part of our Suburbs Pod community. We met him a couple of years ago at Suburbs Fest in the Chicago area, and we were delighted to be able to feature his music here. So now, let's go.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Rockin' the Suburbs, for inviting me. I feel weird. I'm the only one without any Rockford ties. I live in Chicago and grew up downstate in Springfield. So, hi, Rockford.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you.
When there's smoke, there's fire. Still we couldn't read the signals that this affair would expire. All lash, it smolders. The pair is better off as singles. We wise up as we get older. The perfect items to burn in effigy, taking all the best parts of you and me. Lather, rinse, repeat with kerosene. There are too many sorrows left for us to drown. So burn it down, burn it up, burn it down. Burn it down, burn it up, burn it down. Been scorched, or is it seared into your memory? You still carry in that torch. In the middle of the dark. Not sometimes, but every. You still searching for that spark. The perfect items to burn in effigy. Taking all the best parts of you and me. Lather, rinse, repeat with kerosene. The embers will spread from town to town. So burn it down, burn it up, burn it down. There are too many sorrows left for us to drown. So burn it down, burn it up, burn it down. The embers will spread from town to town. So burn it down, burn it up, burn it. Burn it down, burn it up, burn it. Burn it down, burn it up, burn it down.
Thank you. So that was from 3 records ago, from a record on the Italian label, Almost Halloween Time Records. It's called Burn It Down, Bernadette. That one was inspired by mishearing a lyric from Lydia Lovelace's song, Everything's Gone. She was singing something about burn it down, and I thought she said Bernadette, so immediately the song came. Anyway, I play normally with the full band, Phil Yates and the Affiliates. We are trying to work on a new record, and so indulge me, everybody. It's my treat to you. I use treat in my sarcastic Gen X air quotes here loosely. I'm going to play two new songs that we're trying to record, and at least these are two that we played live. And what Nick was talking about bands and merchandise and stuff like that, I have a box of records here. I'd like to lighten the load, so talk to me afterwards. Don't clap until you hear this song. So. All right, so this one I wrote, last year I was starting to read Bleak House by Charles Dickens, and I'm still trying to read Bleak House by Charles Dickens, so some lyrics came to me about it. It's called Was I the Driver? This is not what I wanted. I don't have what it takes. All the ogres that haunted, all glitter gold paints. The step on the ladder, you know I got my bell rung. There ain't nothing more sadder if I wish I was young. Was I the driver? So it seemed as the car careens off the ravine. Oh, the expectations were great, and the plot just thickens. When this bleak house falls, it's gonna hurt like the Dickens. Oh, the expectations were great, and the plot just thickens. When this bleak house falls, it's gonna hurt like the Dickens. It's gonna hurt like the Dickens. Until I'm sore, please, please, sir, can I have some more? Is my fate finally sealed? Twist and crawl, oh, so stricken somewhere in a copper field. My pulse reaches quickens. Oh, my expectations were great, and the plot just thickens. When this bleak house falls, it's gonna hurt like the Dickens. It's gonna hurt like the Dickens. Make it hurt like the Dickens. Thank you. Thank you. Sounds much louder with the full band. So I have one more for you. This is another new one. It's called Middle of Forever After. July had done its work,
August 'twas indeed. Into the stolen last days of September. So when does the story end? I hide my face in you. You hide yours in me. And nobody will ever see us again. Big crunch on its way, spherical as geometry. That's enough for me to punish amens tremendously. The fires that we built, the kindling that we mourn. The axe forgets, but the tree remembers. So when does the story end? I hide my face in you. You hide yours in me. And nobody will ever see us again. That's not really a joke. All I hear is laughter. We're living in the middle of our forever after.
Thanks, everybody.
Fantastic. Here we go. Phil Yates, everyone. Phil, how you doing?
Doing all right. Thank you.
Anybody who was at the Suburbs Fest in Arlington Heights / Chicago remembers Phil was there playing as well. So, beautiful night.
Yeah,
it's great to have you.
Someone did approach me and say, I remembered you doing the James Laid cover with the band and how brave that was. So,
that's right.
Yeah. It was one of the only ones that they had on their list where I knew all the words. So I'm like, okay, I can look somewhat professional, you know, singing this one.
Yeah, that's where we got to know Phil.
That's right.
It was wonderful.
Ago.
It was great. And then at the time, you know, we were just sort of meeting and getting to know Phil a little bit. And then later I come to find out he's got all these songs recorded, he's got this whole band, he's got a whole thing going, and
we
I was
had
like
no idea.
Yeah. We were in the presence of greatness unknowingly, unwittingly. Okay. So Phil, you are not from Rockford. You do not live in Rockford. You have no connection to Winnebago County.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
But you are regional. You are from the you live in the Chicago suburbs.
I live in Chicago. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
In Chicago itself
in
or
Chicago
oh,
itself.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And so I guess my question is, though, what you guys heard were, you know, some great songs that he played on acoustic guitar, but a lot of what you do is more electrified.
Yeah.
More power pop kind of style, would you say?
Yeah, I think we do typically get lumped in with a power pop,
yeah,
for better or for worse. And so, I think it's like probably the ceiling for the band, I'd say, is, you know, it's a cult genre, and I think if we're a cult band in that cult genre, I'd be perfectly happy. Yeah.
How does it feel to be in the power pop capital of the world right now?
Oh, I felt it coursing through my veins when I was on stage.
Phil, I'm very intrigued. Where did it all bog down with Bleak House?
I don't know. I think I'm somewhere in like chapter 14. So I'm about like 200, 250 pages in. And I think other things got in the way. Maybe it was parenting stuff got in the way, or which is a poor excuse. But, you know, I mean, I probably let some things get in the way.
Well, when you started that song, I leaned over to Bill Mulligan and said, I've been reading Ulysses for 15 years.
Patrick Foster, this is not a joke. Patrick Foster lent me a 33 and a third book
Do you guys know those little 33 and a third books?
Yeah.
Like maybe a couple years ago, I think I'm halfway through it.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Which album?
It was the Nintendo music.
That's right. Yeah.
You guys have that one? For the Mario Brothers music?
Yeah, it's great.
I've read the first half. It's fantastic.
A third of it.
Yeah,
that's right.
You got 33 to go.
So you mentioned working on a new project, new songs.
Correct.
How, when you work with the band, do you create those things? Do you bring in fully formed songs?
I basically... you saw my songwriting instrument. So I basically sit in the basement. I wait till the lyrics are completely done.
Oh,
and then I try to force them into whatever chords or music I'm hearing. And then lyrics slowly get chopped out or rearranged. And then when I feel it's ready, I record a voice memo, send it to the guys. They never listen to them. By the time our next rehearsal comes around, I'm like, hey, you ready to play? Like, what'd you send?
Play
so,
what?
So then it's me playing in front of the band, and then it slowly goes through whatever filters that they apply to get the end product.
Got it. Yeah. And you guys will have that, whatever you think the amount of songs you want is finished, and then,
I mean, so far, every one of my full-length records, I've had 10 songs on there. I think that's a magic number for an album.
So okay.
Five on each side. So I have 10 done. It's just a matter of the rest of the band learning them enough for us to feel comfortable hitting record and bashing them out.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of music, Phil.
Okay.
You wrote some songs that had been in some pretty interesting movies.
I have.
So let me read these. This is not me making up movie titles. These are actual movie titles for which Phil has written original music. One of them is called Ninjas Versus Zombies.
Yeah.
Didn't get much of a reaction.
It was... So a friend of mine knew this filmmaker in Richmond, Virginia, and said, you know, they're doing this movie. Can you do a song for it? The song has to be called Ninjas Versus Zombies. So it gave me the title. And it's in the first 10 minutes of the film. There's this like internet DJ hanging out. And I don't want to spoil it for you, but the first monster comes and kills the guy while listening to my song. You could turn the movie off after that.
There you go.
Not while being served a drink with a human eyeball in it at any point.
The other one was Ninjas Versus Vampires.
Yeah, so
I mean, it's like a franchise, right?
The ninjas won in the first movie, just so you know. But the song I gave them for that, I wrote for some other movie, and it got rejected. I don't even remember what the name was.
It was a James Bond movie,
And it was, so that song I wrote for that movie was called Bottom of an Urn, which urns only take place, I guess, in funeral parlors and in probability courses at college, you know, where they talk about the number of red, green, and blue balls in urns. Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's over my head. You should have stopped. I was much more comfortable with ninjas versus vampires.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
But speaking of which, you are a math professor.
Yeah, that's probably why I couldn't stop myself from going in that direction. Yeah.
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 I have that in my notes. Math professor. So I wonder, how does your mathematical mind play into your music? Other than being able to count to four.
Yeah. Sometimes counting to three is enough. Yeah. But I'd say it helped me sort of learn the guitar. Like for me, teaching myself like in high school was all about the geometry of the shapes and knowing that if I had one sort of shape, if I move it up a couple frets, you know, that's a whole step. And so for me, it was very geometry based to learn how to play.
Interesting.
What would you say were your influences? Because listening to those songs, at least the ones you play tonight, I would have a hard time pinning down sort of where you might be coming from. And of course, you're playing solo and you're not playing with your group.
I think with a full band, it might come out more clear. But for me, my holy trinity of music and the like, where I probably draw the most inspiration, probably rip off the most too, is Elvis Costello, R.E.M., and the Beatles.
Okay.
Those are the three. Yeah. And then with...
you can applaud for them.
Yeah. With honorable mention to like...
the Holy Trinity.
With honorable mention to bands like the Lemonheads. So like Evan Dando really influenced like how I play rhythm guitar, I think.
Okay.
And like bands like Guided by Voices and the Replacements are really vital to me too.
All right. Yeah. You're our kind of people.
Yeah, we slept in Dayton last night.
Phil, how hard is it to be an Everton fan?
It's tough.
Yeah. Right.
It's really hard. I blame Tim Howard. You know that's Tim Howard and Landon Donovan are my. I love them, but they made me follow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough. It's a rough existence.
Yeah. Yeah. It is.
But we get through. We get by. Okay.
In Sean Dyche, we trust. You know,
that's right.
There we go. Dyche ball,
right.
Baby.
All right. Yeah. All right. That's enough of the football talk. All right. I guess before we do the bag of questions, we have the pre-bag of questions standard question, which is, do you drink your whiskey neat?
Most of the time, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What's the factor there that might lead you to do otherwise?
I don't know. If I forget to tell them not to put rocks in it, then... It's already poured, so I'll drink it.
All right. All right. I'm reaching into the bag of questions. It's beautiful, by the way. And it's quite soft and lovely
velvety.
And comfortable.
Yeah. Jim needs a room. Get lost in there.
All right. Here's my question. Here's the question for you. Have you ever been as obsessed with something as I've become obsessed with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Well, that's tough for me to answer. How obsessed?
I'll ask my wife, Katie. How obsessed am I with this?
Okay, she says, very, very obsessed.
Yes, yes.
I definitely go through, I think, phases with like records, you know, where you just listen to the same record over and over and over again, and until the next obsession comes in. So I think like for me recently, I think two new records this year I've been pretty spinning nonstop are like the new Ducks Limited record, which is really good.
Yeah.
And then the Chicago band Freako. I like.
What is it?
Freako, F-R-I-K-O. So good.
Never
you did. I'm so jealous. I had a gig that night, so I couldn't make it. But yeah, they're amazing. And yeah.
Phil, when might we hear some of this new music you're working on and have 10 songs done for?
Good question. So we're in the process of trying to bring in a new lead guitar player, but I don't know if that's going to stick. So I'm going to have to maybe play some lead, which is totally out of my comfort zone. So I'm hoping by the end of the year we have something.
Oh, okay. Great.
And then whether or not it's going to be on the same label that's put out the last two, I think we have a... sort of a standing offer to continue to put out stuff through Future Man Records, but they're fine if we want to like find someone else to put it out too. So at least it'll be on Future Man or some others, but maybe end of the year, early 2025.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed for holiday shopping season.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that's right.
And what's your website? Where can people find out more about Phil Yates and the affiliates?
I think the best way is just go to my Bandcamp page, philyates.bandcamp.com. You can like stream any of the songs and records and buy stuff and see tour dates and stuff like that too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? All right, Phil Yates, everyone.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks very much to Phil Yates. You can find Phil Yates and the affiliates on Bandcamp and the major streaming services, and you can buy their albums on Bandcamp or go to philyates.com. We have one more episode to go from this live series. On Monday, you're going to hear from Amani Avery, an R&B artist. But first, let's play out with a song by Phil Yates and the affiliates off their album, A Thin Thread. This is called I Can't Wait. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, we thank you very much for listening, and we will talk to you next week. I can't wait to get together so we can be torn apart. And I can't wait.
One more question.
Oh, okay.
All right. I want everyone to pull out their phones right now and go on to DraftKings or FanDuel, your app of choice. Who is going to win the European Championships, Phil?
That's a good question.
That is a really good question. I don't know. Germany and Spain both look really good. But I don't bet or gamble. So
neither do I.